this is Tom Castaldi, and I'm on a treasure we call the Heritage Trail. This tour of our community highlights the extraordinary and often surprising history of the Fort Wayne area. When the Heritage Trail was organized as a walking trail available to the public, a self-guided tour map was printed. It serves as a companion for the walker or biker by following blue and white street signs over four separate trails. To help us along our radio tour of the trail, we're using the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook, written by Michael Hawfield and George Mather. Craig Cowan, Tom Keene, Karen Gardner, Irene Walters, and Mike Westfall assisted them. Today, ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization, serves as its financial trustee. Historical markers in the West Central neighborhood tell of an interesting and very often dramatic story that adds up to a powerful statement about the richness of one community's neighborhood. In 1976, this remarkable neighborhood earned the distinction of Fort Wayne's first locally designated historic district, and in 1984, the area was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. That means it's protected by city, state, and national ordinances against changes detrimental to the historic character of the neighborhood. The West Central region has experienced a revival of its former grandeur and its fine homes, beautiful churches, and commercial buildings. Back in the beginning, it was not such a promising place. The entire region west of the original plat was seen by the first settlers as second-rate land. William Ewing, who bought some of it in the 1820s, called it that village of swamps. And by that comment, he really was including his own home, which was located on West Berry Street, today a parking lot in the 500 block. It was easy to understand Ewing's bleak description because the prominent features of the area were two streams running through the plat. One called Shawnee Run rose in the south, past the modern U.S. Post Office at the old Bass Foundry, and ran west along present-day Baker Street, turning north just beyond Harrison Street. A small wooden bridge once stood on Wayne Street to span this creek, and one pioneer remembered fishing from it as a boy in the 1820s. Now another, much larger stream with the not-so-pleasant name Bloody Run rose in the broad swamp located where the present-day General Electric plant stands. The creek was given the gruesome name because it was along its banks, so the story goes, that a Miami warrior stabbed and killed a Shawnee brave in 1800. It was only Chief Richard Bill's adroit handling of the situation that prevented a blood feud between the Miami and the Shawnee. Bloody Run eventually joined Shawnee Run, and the two streams emptied into the St. Mary's River. Despite these dismal early circumstances, the west end of the growing town of Fort Wayne began to emerge as a prosperous and attractive district in the canal era of the 1840s and after. Drainage efforts, including the Wabash and Erie Canal Project, put an end to the swamps, and business enterprises such as Orff's Mill near the aqueduct soon appeared. Well, we're out of time for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and I hope you plan to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.